got the
Would you say the same thing about a cow that's hungry or wants to be milked? You say, oh, well, if she's a distress, I'd say so. Yeah.
Well, what about that, how is the horse mates? You say it.
Mating?
Okay. You ever heard anybody say horse nickers?
Snickers? Well, could say. I reckon I. Yeah, that's just a minute. You just kind of do a little nicking around. That's not making too much noise. Of course, neighing is. Well, when you nigger there, I don't know. It's kind of like neighing, I reckon.
About, you know, these wooden things that you send chickens to market in. What would you call them? Or you see a lot of them stacked up on these trucks. A lot of times.
Chicken pen, I work.
Have you ever heard people call them these things coops?
Yeah. Chicken coop?
Same thing.
Yeah. Chicken pen or chicken coop?
Talking about chicken, come with the fried chicken. There's usually one piece. The children might get a hold of it, or
drumstick.
Well, what I've got a short bone and a long bone to it. And one kid grabs hold of one hand and one the other, and they pull it apart. See which one likes
one's the drumstick, the other's the second joint, I reckon.
What is there a piece called? Pull it off?
Oh, the pulley bone. They used to be. The way they cut them now, though, you can't find the pulley bone. Yeah, they don't do a very good job of cutting them now. The way they cut them up, the pulley bone ends up being part of the breast. Yeah, it is.
What was the story associated with that?
Oh, if you end up with a sharp piece of the pulley bone with a short, with a short bone, well, you get your wish.
Have you ever heard of any general term that you can use to apply to the inside parts of a hog that are edible, but you might not normally eat, like the lungs, the gizzard, heart, stuff like that?
Sounds? Is that sounds? No, sounds comes from the head.
Yeah. We'll talk about sows now that you mentioned it. Have you ever heard anybody call anything besides sows?
Hogshead.
Hogshead? What about head cheese?
Head cheese. Yeah, they call it hogshead or head cheese. Let's see, I don't know. The inside of the...
A lot of people down in my part of the country might call that a hatchet. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, what would you call hog intestines, you know, that you can clean out, cook them, eat them like that? Smell terrible when you cook them.
Crackings?